Once I passed by a small corner shop. The door was half open. At a glance, I knew it was a brothel disguised as a foot massage parlor. In the middle of the day, a scantily clad girl was half lying on the sofa, lazily scrolling her phone. As I passed, anger rose in my heart. I thought, why is it like this? These people are willing to degrade themselves. But at that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded me, am I not the same?
Deng Haidi is a Chinese Christian. She volunteers with an organization we'll call Zion, a group of Chinese Christians who serve women working in China's red light districts. Time and again, women committed to the red light ministry have said they weren't sure about stepping into the underbelly of the sex trade, but ultimately they didn't feel the choice was theirs. God called them to this work, and they do not dare abandon it.
This is the House Church in China. This podcast is the true story of how the mustard seed of God's kingdom is being planted in China. But it's no longer a mustard seed. Chinese house churches are, slowly, growing into a tree. The kingdom's roots are reaching down into the hidden places of society, blessing the desolate, despised, and discarded in local communities.
Calm my heart, fill me with your joy and songs of praise. Let me rest, cover me with love and show your ways.
Today, we'll follow another of those roots. This root, growing from the tree of China's budding house church, reaches down into the rough soil of China's red light districts. The woman who worked with Zion, a small group in a large city in southeastern China, believe prostitutes are valuable to God, and they want them to know this too.
There are many ways women end up in the sex trade, which is a huge industry in China. For some, it's an easy, fast way to earn money. Others are pressured by boyfriends or can't find another way to provide for their children. Some are trafficked. Most prostitutes are poor, uneducated, rural women who've migrated to the city to make money. Sometimes families even push daughters into the trade because it's the quickest way to earn cash. That's what Zheng Haidi, a Christian woman who works with Zion, saw.
Both mother and daughter were doing this. The mother felt this was faster than other things, so she forced her daughter to do it.
Prostitution is illegal in China, but although illicit, it is not difficult to find. Stroll down back alleys in a certain part of town, and the pink lights shining from certain rundown massage parlors make it clear that these shops are selling sex, not merely massage. Not all massage shops in China offer sex. Many are legitimate. Telling the difference between reputable and unreputable shops can be difficult.
Sometimes, prostitution is available even at shops that do offer legitimate massages. And many of China's popular karaoke lounges offer a selection of young women from which customers can choose to socialize with, and often beyond. Although less expected in recent years, for many decades, prostitution was a fairly normal part of Chinese business outings. Chinese novelist Zhang Lijia writes in a heavily researched novel about the trade, quote, "The sex industry has become a significant part of the local economy," end quote. Working in red light districts can be dangerous. There is the constant, predictable threat of domestic violence from unhappy clients. And the sex trade in China, like many places in the world, is closely related to human trafficking. Volunteers who meddle in this are unwelcome.
I originally thought I wanted to do red light district ministry, but then I remembered it was dangerous, and my heart started pounding. So I started thinking, maybe I'll just do nursing home ministry, because working with the elderly would be safer.
Heidi is not the only Christian who struggled over working with prostitutes. Most volunteers say this ministry was a huge stretch. In traditional Chinese culture, women are expected to be chaste, untarnished by sexual promiscuity. Chinese women we spoke with say their society despises not just prostitutes, but anyone associated with them, judging them extremely harshly. Another Zion volunteer described one of her first times going out like this, quote, "These women had their faces made up deathly pale, so you couldn't tell what they originally looked like. What surprised me, though, was they were all very old, around 40 or 50. Originally, I thought they would be young girls who lost their way. When I saw them, I could see that several had desperate looks on their faces, which was especially sad. My first reaction was, I can't serve these people. The sex industry they were involved in was too dark and scary for me," end quote.
When respectable women regularly visit rough areas and form friendships with prostitutes, they are afraid of physical danger. But that's not the only obstacle. Hanging out with women in the sex trade could place their own good reputation on the line. Yet, although they may face stigma, the women of Zion regularly befriend those whom others consider the dregs of society. Zheng Haidi is a middle-aged mother, a retired elementary school teacher with a salt and pepper bob, and a preacher in a Chinese house church. Haidi didn't begin the Red Light District ministry in her area, but she spent volunteering with Zion for several years. Back in 2008, during the response to the Wenchuan earthquake, believers from different churches united around a single purpose. The same thing is happening with Zion.
This is another ministry run by a single church. It is a collaborative effort by many house churches.
Lian Min is the current leader of Zion. She oversees their activities and keeps the group on track. Zion rents a small apartment, which they use to host weekly Bible studies and outreach events. The apartment is simple, but beautifully decorated with greenery, art, and soft fabrics. It's meant to be a physical space that shows women that God says they have dignity and value. On the wall, a painting of Psalm 62:5 reads, quote, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him," end quote. Similar to other mercy ministries in China, Zion's main focus is walking with the hurting. Volunteers with Zion befriend women in red light districts, share the gospel, and stay with the women through life's ups and downs.
All we do is spend time with them and be their friends. It is God's work to truly transform a person and draw them to believe in Jesus.
The group often visits karaoke parlors and massage shops. On holidays like Women's Day or Mother's Day, they take small gifts, handmade soaps, flowers, or snacks. Mostly, believers show love and care in a way the women might not often receive.
One sister teaches how to arrange flowers, how to make them beautiful and artistic. Everyone comes and arranges flowers, then they take the flowers home. Then they are very happy, because actually women like this are more or less seen as disgusting and unloved by everyone.
Within the industry, worth is fleeting and changeable. So Zion volunteers don't call the women out over their profession.
They know what they are doing is bad, immoral, not good. We would not shame them and tell them this directly.
Instead, they just treat women with dignity. For instance, volunteers taught one woman to read. After that, she got a job in a tea shop instead of working in a parlor.
They seem to feel the warmth, the love, the acceptance.
That's significant. Many women in red light districts are jaded and hesitate to form bonds with outsiders who might not understand their circumstances.
These women won't accept you or what you say right away. Initially, they might resist. We build relationship by visiting repeatedly and become their friends. Only then will they open up to hearing what we have to say.
There is more Zion hopes to do in the future. Some volunteers are paying for their own training and helping victims of sexual assault. They also increasingly see that helping women means helping families.
Most of these people have broken marriages and families. We are thinking about whether we can help them with their relationships with their children.
Some women support children who live with them, but many others left their families behind in their previous lives before they became involved with prostitution. One woman, for instance, is heavily involved in Zion. She was able to bring her youngest daughter to live with her because of the support she received from Zion's sisters. But her other two children are still in her hometown.
The stories of the women in this world are complicated and far from straightforward. Take Bai Xingxing. Bai is from a medium-sized city in southeastern China. She moved to her current city after she split with her husband. Bai worked as a street prostitute for a while, then opened her own parlor. Now, she's in her 50s. She's well-liked in her community of streetwalkers, gamblers, drug addicts, prostitutes, and their clients. Bai responded the first time she heard the gospel. She happily invited women from nearby parlors to come hear the good news, and she and a woman in her shop began attending weekly Bible studies. But while Bai Xingxing believed Jesus had power, she didn't want to leave her old lifestyle. She was severely addicted to gambling, and she didn't want to give up the illicit but profitable side of her massage parlor. So for years, she tried to worship Jesus while keeping her business and her gambling.
When we serve others, it is natural to want to see God change them and see them come to faith. We invest so much and hope for tangible results. God has allowed us to witness transformations and genuine faith in many lives, but it doesn't always happen according to our timelines or expectations.
While Bai was exploring Christianity, Xiao Yan, a woman who worked for her, also started coming to Bible studies. Like Bai, Xiao Yan is married, but separated. But even though they were separated, Xiao Yan needed to pay off her husband's extensive gambling debts. She has two young sons, both of whom she left in her hometown for grandparents to raise.
Xiao Yan is a real masseuse and didn't want to become involved with sex work. But because Bai's parlor offered illicit services, Xiao Yan sometimes received unwanted advances from clients. As Xiao Yan learned more about God, she decided she needed to leave Bai's massage parlor in order to avoid sex work. So she found a new job. She was the first woman Zion knew who found a new profession because of their ministry. A few years ago, Xiao Yan decided she wanted to be baptized. She completed discipleship courses at the church of one of Zion's volunteers and was baptized that autumn. Eventually, Bai, Xiao Yan's former boss, decided she should end the illicit services available at her shop. Although it hasn't been a straight road, and she still struggles, Bai was also freed from her severe gambling addiction.
We witnessed these transformations, and it is incredibly moving. So we continue to be led by God in this way.
Society looks down on women like Bai Xingxing and Xiao Yan, but Zheng Haidi says they are who the church should focus on.
God already loved us first. So since God chose us, this is the group of people we should pay attention to.
Through their work in the red light districts, the volunteers themselves have been transformed. Several sisters who work in red light areas say that at the beginning their compassion was blocked. Initially, they thought women in China's sex trade were lazy, choosing ease and degradation over hard work. By walking with those rejected by society, these women have come to understand Christ's compassion in a brand new way.
Each of us in this ministry are being molded by this experience.
Other Christians often ask Zion leaders how many people have believed. In a document explaining what they do, Zion answers that question.
Honestly, no one truly knows. Our gifts are often rejected. Some pretend to be interested just for gifts. The gospel often meets with indifference. We've even been kicked out of establishments. God's calculates differ from ours. This is how He values people. Our role is to be faithful servants, and He is the one ultimately responsible. Through our ministry, He desired not only to liberate those enslaved by sin, but also to reach those of us in the church whom, like the elder brother in the parable, don't understand the Father's heart.
Women in red light districts have been touched and changed, but so have the sisters who volunteer.
God is using this experience to help us grow alongside these women. This is crucial, our own transformation.
There is still a lot of work to be done. For one, women in red light districts are highly transient, and many of the women they work with move suddenly. Another rising issue is that sex work is moving to the internet.
With online transactions, there's no way to find them. We just don't know where they went.
So they're trying to figure out how to find and reach this new generation of digital sex workers. There are other challenges too. Zion doesn't offer formal job or literacy training and doesn't have a housing program. That kind of organization expansion is not possible for a small unregistered group. It would require funding and oversight that is impossible for them under China's authoritarian regime.
We can't really do much in terms of changing their lives.
Instead, Zion is relational. They focus on sharing the gospel, building up those who respond, and accompanying women in the red light districts through life via friendship. There are many needs they can't meet. Everyone agrees. Their ministry is immature. But enthusiastic volunteers love their friends and are trying to help, one woman at a time. The women of Zion are present in the parts of Chinese society no one wants to be near to. In blessing women of the red light districts, they themselves have been deeply changed.
Looking back, I am the one who has been truly blessed. When He called me to love the unlovable, He revealed my own lack of love.
Next time on the House Church in China.
Many people who have diagnosis with cancer or a serious illness choose to keep it secret. Even in our church, we have a sister whose father has cancer. The family has decided not to tell him about his diagnosis. It has been over a month, and they are still keeping him in the dark. He simply can't face the reality of his condition.
Answer when I call, oh God, let me see your face.
The House Church in China podcast is a production of China Partnership. To hear more stories and to find out how you can support the Chinese house churches, visit housechurchinchinapodcast.com. This podcast is written by E. F. Gregory and hosted by Hannah Nation and Ryan Zhang. To protect their identities, we have changed all names and locations for Chinese citizens. Interviews have been re-recorded in English by anonymous brothers and sisters outside of China who have graciously lent us their voices. The House Church in China is edited, mixed, and mastered by Andrew Lapara. Our music comes from Daniel Snoke. Additional music provided by IB Audio. All scripture quotations this week are taken from the ESV Bible. And please, as you finish listening to this episode, take a moment to pray for the church in China.